The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
TFA fam, what's up? What's going on? Happy Friday. We are week one, back for another season. This go-around, it's 18 weeks. So here we are, week one. I can't believe it's already here. Happy Friday. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Matty D. I'm a co-host with our godfather at TFA, Kevin Steele, on the DFS Degen Nation pod. This year, I'm going to be bringing you a new segment every Friday. You can look for it. And we're going to be talking some wide receiver cornerback matchups. I'm going to give you guys three wide receiver, two wide receiver, three guys you might be considering for your flex spots. Three guys that I like that are in great matchups that you might want to consider starting. And then I'm also going to give you a mid-range wide receiver in that wide receiver two, wide receiver three range, who I think is in a tough matchup, who you might want to sit for. You know, one of these guys that we're going to talk about that are in good spots. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump right in. First guy up this week, Jakobi Meyers, New England Patriots wide receiver. Jakobi Meyers, he's been so good this preseason. And with the news that Mac Jones is taking over for New England, you know, that's only going to increase his stock as the year goes on. Mac Jones is a better passer than Cam Newton. Cam Newton, a lot of the volume on offense for the Patriots comes on the ground when Cam Newton was on the field. So definitely a boost in volume for Jakobi Meyers. And he gets a great matchup this week with the slot corner in Miami. I know on paper it doesn't look great playing Miami, but the snaps for Jakobi Meyers at the end of the year last year started to trend towards him playing more slot snaps. Last three games, he played 34 slot snaps compared to 19 out wide, 37 slot, 13 out wide, and 44 in the slot week 17 compared to 21 out wide. So he is going to see a ton of slot snaps here. And he actually gets a great matchup, whether it's Justin Coleman, who Miami brought in from Detroit, who was not very good in Detroit as their slot corner. Coleman gave up a 71% catch rating in man coverage, which Miami runs a ton of man coverage. They ran about 58% man coverage last year. So you're going to see predominantly man coverage out of Miami. And so Coleman, the presumed slot corner starter, like I said, 71% catch rate, gave up 14.5 yards per reception and a passer rating of 143 when targeted in man coverage last year. So definitely look for Jakobi Meyers to be the number one target for Mac Jones, who Mac Jones has shown a good rapport with Meyers already this preseason so far. So I definitely like Jakobi Meyers in this game against Miami and a good matchup against the slot corner in Miami. The next guy we're going to talk about is Deebo Samuel against the Detroit Lions. Let's start on the Deebo Samuel side. Deebo Samuel is going to be, kind of moving around the formation. Him and Ayuk can rotate either side of the field. They can both play the slot. They both kind of do it all. The thing that stands out with Deebo Samuel, though, is he is one of the most dangerous yards after catch receivers in the NFL. And he will be going up primarily against Amani Oruwariye. And Armani played a ton of man coverage last year, which is a death trap against this, these 49er wide receivers. We mentioned it. Debo Samuel, he crushes in the yards after catch department, which you can rack up yards after catch when you're playing against guys in man coverage, which Detroit tends to play a lot of. They ran man at 51% last year. The thing that stands out with Amani is he gave up a whopping 204 yards after catch last year on only 27 receptions. So you're looking at almost 10 yards after catch per reception last year against Amani, and Debo Samuel is one of the best yards after catch specialists in the NFL. So definitely a good spot for Debo here against the Lions. He's somebody you might have been able to get in later rounds and season long, and maybe somebody you're looking at in DFS. This is a great spot for Debo as well as Ayuk, but Ayuk is the more obvious play here. And then the third guy we'll talk about is Marvin Jones. The Houston Texans, they did revamp their cornerbacks a little bit. They brought in a lot of different guys. They're going to have completely different starters than they had last year. The main starters, though, are going to be Terrence Mitchell coming over from Cleveland and Desmond King coming over from Tennessee. Mitchell wasn't that great last year. He gave up a passer rating of 106 against. He did only allow 59% catch rate, but allowing 8.3 yards per target and 14 yards per completion. This is a guy that can be targeted against deep. And we know Marvin Jones has the explosive playability. Marvin Jones has taken over the number one role in Jacksonville while DJ Chark has been recovering from finger surgery this offseason. So definitely a guy you want to get in your lineups, Marvin Jones against Houston. He should be the number one target for Trevor Lawrence in week one. In Houston, we just know, you know, they're historically bad defense over the last few years, and you know, bringing in a bunch of guys who are just average players at best is not really going to shoot their arrow up, make their arrow point up in terms of defensive production. So I definitely like Marvin Jones in this matchup as a wide receiver two flex play if you're looking for wide receiver help. And then let's talk about a guy who you might have drafted kind of, let's say, mid rounds, probably rounds 4, 5, or 6. Who's in a really tough matchup this week, and that's Kenny Golladay against the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos got serious cornerback help this offseason. They bring in Kyle Fuller coming over from Chicago, Ronald Darby from Washington, which Darby is one of the best man coverage corners in the NFL. Granted, he did deal with some injuries in Philly especially, but prior to that, he was pretty much a lockdown man cover corner. And then the Broncos also drafted Patrick Surtain in the first round this year. So no matter how you slice it, Darby, Fuller, and Surtain, it is just going to be a brutal matchup for Kenny Golladay across the board here. So there you have it. You've got three starts and a sit. If you got questions, make sure you hit us up in the Discord. There's always people in there chatting it up. We can help you out. Start, sit, whether it's for season long, DFS, and keep your eyes out for other live shows and other content on this YouTube channel. Short and sweet. We'll see you next week. Matty D signing off.